USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A 21-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly exposing U.S. secrets he obtained as an IT worker for the government. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira held the highest security clearance and is accused of doing this deliberately. He has a court appearance today. General Patrick Ryder is the Department of Defense press secretary.
It is important to understand that we do have stringent guidelines in place for safeguarding classified and sensitive information. This was a deliberate criminal act.
A legal battle over the abortion pill is heading to the Supreme Court after a federal appeals court allowed the drug to remain on the market but imposed significant restrictions on its use. The order issued by the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week in effect returns restrictions on the drug, known as mifepristone, to what they were pre-2016. For most Americans, taxes are due this Tuesday.
Tax expert Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt says one big factor is the purchase of a home, which means you can deduct mortgage interest.
And then you kind of have to evaluate charity, medical, other deductions that you might have based on your situation. But it's a delicate balance.
The standard deduction for the 2022 tax year is just shy of $13,000 for single filers and those married filing separately. For those married filing jointly, it's nearly $26,000. But if it makes sense for your situation, he says itemizing may get you a bigger amount. I'm Skip Kelly.
The former Biden administration official Samuel Brenton, accused in two separate stolen luggage cases in different states, was ordered to pay one of the victims back, but was given no jail time. Brenton pleaded no contest to the theft. Brenton still faces felony charges in a second case. USA News.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's and get the best values of the season before they're gone. Save big across the store for projects inside and out. Get started on your spring garden with 1 pint annuals, 4 for $5. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/19. Annuals offer available in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Fake humorous website Babylon Bee. CEO Seth Dillon and others are suing California Attorney General Rob Bonta over a new law that Dillon says violates the First Amendment. According to the lawsuit, AB 587 is a censorship bill and not a transparency bill. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom defended the law by saying it calls out misinformation, disinformation, extremism, radicalization, hate speech, foreign policy interference, and racism. Authorities continue investigating what led to a fatal mass shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank this week.
On Monday, the gunman walked into his job at the Old National Bank and opened fire with an AR-15-style rifle, killing five people before he was fatally shot by police. Now, the family of the shooter says they plan to have his brain tested for CTE, a disease that can occur in people exposed to repeated head trauma. They believe the gunman suffered three serious concussions in his years of high school football and basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The wildfire burning in West Milford, New Jersey is now 40% contained.
Forest Fire Service officials say firefighters have been working around the clock since the fire broke out Wednesday near a rest stop along Route 23. No structures are threatened at this time, but residents are being told to keep their windows closed to avoid smoke. It comes as another wildfire broke out at Bridgewater early Thursday afternoon, while the nearly 4,000-acre wildfire in Manchester is now 100% contained. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.